Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Politically Homeless Christian by Aaron Schafer. Is a Christian nonfiction book focused on political theology, discipleship, and public life in a polarized American context. Its central claim is that believers should not build their identity around any political party, leader, or ideology, but should remain rooted in Christ and the two greatest commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. Rather than treating politics as a primary source of belonging, the book argues that Christian engagement with civic life should be shaped by humility, discernment, and moral consistency. The work is designed to help readers examine how tribal loyalties can distort judgment and weaken Christian witness. It is written for Christians who feel torn between partisan camps, but its accessible framing also makes it relevant to readers outside the church, who want to understand why faith and politics so often collide in American culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, political idolatry as a spiritual problem, not just a social one. A major theme of the book is that partisan loyalty can become a form of idolatry when it absorbs the kind of trust, identity, and emotional attachment that should belong to God alone. Schafer treats political tribalism not merely as a bad habit or a communication failure, but as a heart issue that shapes what people notice, excuse, and defend. That framing matters because it explains why political conflicts are often so resistant to correction if a party becomes a substitute source of meaning. Then evidence no longer functions neutrally. The book pushes readers to ask whether their political commitments are being held as tools for limited civic judgment or as markers of ultimate belongings. By naming this as idolatry, it places politics within a biblical moral framework rather than a purely strategic one. This allows the argument to move beyond complaints about polarization and toward self-examination, repentance, and reordered allegiance. Secondly, why the two great commandments set limits on partisan behavior. The book repeatedly returns to the command to love God and love neighbor as the standard for evaluating political engagement. That emphasis gives the book its practical structure. Political views are not rejected outright, but they are judged by whether they help or hinder obedience to the two commands. Schafer's approach implies that Christians should ask not only whether a policy or candidate is effective, but whether their response to it reflects charity, truthfulness, and concern for human dignity. This is a useful corrective to the way politics often rewards outrage, suspicion, and dehumanizing rhetoric. The book suggests that Christian political participation becomes distorted when winning arguments matters more than loving people. By making the commandment central, it also reframes disagreement. Christians can hold different positions while still sharing the same moral obligation to act with compassion and restraint. The result is an ethic that is principled without being partisan. Thirdly, political homelessness as a deliberate Christian identity. The phrase politically homeless captures the book's core identity claim: Christians should not feel permanently at home in any earthly political coalition. Schafer uses this idea to describe a posture of distance from partisan ownership, not withdrawal from civic responsibility. The point is not apathy, but freedom from the pressure to defend a side at all costs. In practical terms, political homelessness means a Christian can appreciate certain policies from one party and reject others without seeing that flexibility as betrayal. It also means refusing the false comfort of total alignment, where one party becomes a source of moral certainty and social belonging. This concept is important because it challenges the assumption that responsible citizens must choose a permanent tribe. Instead, the book presents Christian identity as fundamentally transnational and kingdom-oriented, with earthly politics always remaining secondary. That makes the believer harder to manipulate and more able to evaluate issues independently. Fourthly, intellectual humility as an antidote to tribal thinking. Another important dimension of the book is its defense of intellectual curiosity and adaptability. Schafer warns that political tribalism often narrows thinking by making people less willing to revise opinions, examine evidence, or distinguish among issues. In that sense, the book treats closed-mindedness as both an intellectual and moral failure. The concern is not that Christians should become indecisive, but that they should resist the habit of treating party identity as a substitute for reasoning. This focus is especially relevant in a media environment that encourages quick outrage and reflexive certainty. By encouraging readers to remain curious, the book implies that truthfulness requires the ability to question one's own side. That kind of self-scrutiny is difficult because it can feel socially costly, yet it is essential if Christians want to avoid turning political loyalties into dogma. The practical effect is a more careful, less reactive way of interpreting candidates, policies, and public controversies. Lastly, a constructive model of public witness marked by compassion and discernment. The book is not only a critique of partisan excess, it also presents a constructive picture of how Christians can participate in public life Schaeffer argues that believers should lead political discourse with love and compassion, rather than contempt or fear. This does not mean abandoning convictions or ignoring moral conflict. Instead, it means that the manner of engagement must reflect the character of the faith being professed. The book therefore encourages a witness that is both morally serious and relationally humane. That balance is significant because many political books either intensify conflict or retreat from it entirely. Schaeffer tries to do neither. He presents Christians as people who can challenge polarization while still engaging real issues, which makes the book useful for readers seeking a more stable framework for civic participation. The guided journal mentioned in the book also reinforces this applied dimension by inviting readers to translate reflection into personal examination and behavioral change, not just theoretical agreement. In conclusion, The Politically Homeless Christian will be most useful for Christians who feel spiritually uneasy about the way partisan identity has shaped church life, family relationships, and public conversation. It is also relevant for readers who are not religious, but want to understand why political belonging can become so emotionally absolute in the United States. Its main benefit is diagnostic. It helps readers recognize when political allegiance is functioning like a rival faith. Its second benefit is practical. It offers a clearer standard for civic engagement by returning attention to love of God and love of neighbor. What distinguishes this book from many other works on polarization is that it does not merely call for civility or moderation. Instead, it frames the problem in theological terms and asks readers to reconsider ultimate loyalty. That gives the book a sharper moral center than a typical commentary on American politics. For readers looking for a Christian response to polarization that is both critical and constructive, it offers a concise, accessible, and distinctly discipleship-oriented approach. If you would like to support Aaron Schaeffer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.